Walk That Talk podcast live from the calf is going down. LeBron James not making the playoffs. It's going to be that and more. Walk That Talk podcast. It's your boy Shotty Rock. We come to you live. Hey. What it do? Walk That Talk podcast. It's your boy Shotty. I'm back. Corona. Free. I'm just chilling though. Man, no sports. None of that. That's wild. Social isolation from everybody. I think it's needed though. Everybody needs to slow down, chill, reflect on yourself. You know what I mean? Walk That Talk podcast. Man, they stopped the NCAA tournament. Stopped AAU, stopped high school state tournaments. They stopped all of that, man. Yeah, Lee, got everybody sitting in the house on lockdown, California, 24-hour lockdown, Northern California. Man, woo. Jersey, they got locked down. 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., ain't nothing moving. They ain't playing around. Government is not playing no games with you out here. Trump is like, get your ass in the house. Don't go to work. Work from home. What kind of work you going to do from home? Unless you got an internet business. You know what I'm saying? You can do emails and all that. But, you know, how much work can you get done from home? You know what I mean? I mean, you can get some things done. Don't get me wrong. Depending on what you do. But everything you work on can't be done from home. You feel me? You feel me? Yeah. On another note, man, how are we going to cure this thing? That's the killer. What is the killer? Did they find the outbreak monkey? I hear the vaccine is in back. How the hell we get something in back? What the fuck is going on? We got a disease that comes from that. How the hell we get that? Man, are they gonna give us our info? They gotta figure that out. Would have lost to the Lakers either in the NBA Finals. I don't think so. Lil Uzi Vert album. Still a lot of records. Lil Baby. He's the number one. A lot of hot music out there. You know what I mean? J.L.A. Project finally dropped a Oh, you gotta love Drink Champs, man. That nigga know he don't give a fuck. He told the nigga, you know you are Google. That nigga, I ain't got to say, this shit is all public record, Lamar. Why you mad at me? I'm just the referee, Lamar. Lamar Odom was like, man, I feel disrespected. Holy shit. Chill, hello. Don't do them dirty. Don't do them like that. God damn, that's funny. What's your man? Shit, there's a lot of Netflix movies going on. That's what I'm doing. Get my Netflix on. I'm watching all the movies I ain't really pay attention to when I was growing up. When I was young, I'm watching Indiana Jones. You know, I never watched all them joints. I know they was out. You know what I'm saying? But I was more into other shit back then. Indiana Jones was coming out. You know what I'm saying? I was more into Spike Lee movies and shit like that back then. I wasn't paying Indiana Jones no attention back then. I was watching Ghostbusters, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But Indiana Jones is dope movies, man. Catching up on All America Season 2. Caught up on that. I'm catching up on all my motherfucking Love and Marriage Boot Camp. My nigga Styles P on there. You wildin'. Motherfucking CeeLo is on there this season. Jocelyn is on there. She on there wildin'. The little bitch, Bianca, who had the case with Remy Martin. Got dismissed. Yeah. She's on there wildin'. Michelle A, her man, that Michelle A is on there. That shit is dumb funny with them two. He don't give a... Yeah, that nigga be on there lost. He don't have a clue what the fuck is going on. He be ready to leave Michelle A. Yeah, he be ready to leave Michelle A, boy. That nigga's crazy, man. But yeah, man. Start turning it up with the podcast, man. Bring y'all more heat. You know, just a little snippet. You know, no guests. You know, I'm just giving you a rundown. What's going on daily. You know what I'm saying? Not too much moving. No sports, no events, no outside activities. Perfect barbecue weather, though. Got a little backyard, a little porch. Go outside, enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? You ain't got to be in the house all day. You know what I mean? Play some video games, ride around a little bit. Play some music, get out the house, come back. You know what I'm saying? For you people in the curfew, do all you can before the curfew. Don't want to be outside past curfew. They tripping. Get your ass inside. Chill on out. Times you 8 p.m. I'm going to be honest, about 10 p.m. as an adult, you should be in the house anyway. You know what I mean? About 9 to 10, you should be going to the house anyway as an adult. 8 o'clock. It's a little early, but reasonable people, that's a good time to be in the house, man. 8 to 5, they ain't that bad, man. Ain't nothing really going on. It ain't summertime. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing really going on. Gonna keep a lot of people safe and out of trouble, man. You know what I mean? Don't be out there testing yourself, because they will lock you up. You out there past curfew, fam. And it's gonna be hard to get out. They ain't gonna just let you out. They locking you up past curfew, fam. You're already looking to them like you don't listen. So you belong in there. So don't be one of them niggas get caught out there past curfew talking about, oh, man, I got home late. I forgot. Nah, they ain't going to try to hear that shit. You forgot, nigga. You trying to kill us. So they going to take you right on inside so you never had a problem again. Don't be that foolish out there getting caught past curfew, man. But yeah, this your boy Shotty Rock. I'm bringing you Walk That Talk podcast, Corona virus free. Just put that out there. Let me sanitize. Let me get a little sanitization. Oh, you heard that little sanitization I've got getting right there? Make sure them hands is. Get your little disinfectant sprays. Get a little disinfectant in here. Keep it Corona free, baby. But yeah, this my little podcast. I'm gonna bring you more visuals and all that coming up this season. Getting real busy on here, like, you know what I mean? I see all the podcasts, see everybody push doing their thing with it. But you know, I'm gonna walk that talk on here. Push the culture forward. Be on niggas' ass on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have a telephone number for everybody to call up. You know, shout me out. You know. Advertise what you got going on in life. Things like that, you heard? Until the next time, for the meantime, stay inside. Don't be coughing and sneezing on people. Keep your hands clean. Get your little disinfectant spray. Get some sage in the house. Relax. And these days will be over in a few days, man. Ain't no need to worry about. Stress yourself out, you heard? Walk that talk podcast. I'll holler back. Let's get it going. It's your boy Shotty, Walk and Talk Podcast. What's going on? How you been? Been a long vacation. Everybody quarantining out here, staying isolated. Some people in Ozone Park, whatever it is. I'm saying it right. Beaches opening up. Florida. ATL's opening back up. Like Freak Nick out there. Everything's going on out here in the world today, man. Keeping y'all informed. Walk That Talk Podcast. Looks like the NBA trying to do something out there. Disney World in the bubble. Keep the athletes all together out there. That looks like that might bring back sports. July for NBA. NFL. On the way. College football look like they're trying to get back. D1 athletes start opening up sports, working out, practice. Starting June 1st. So yeah, man, we're gonna get into a lot, man. Walk That Talk Podcast, baby. We back at it, man. Wait for some callers to give us a call in. We're gonna keep on rolling, keep on moving and everything. What else is going on, man? So how you keeping yourself busy out there, man? I find myself watching a lot of Netflix. Man, I'm watching a lot of series, you know. Christine Applegate series I just finished watching. Dead to Me. That was a good one. Been watching my Sopranos. Catching up on all those. Watched all the season of The Wire. I'm thinking about watching it again. It was so goddamn good. Shit! I'm fiending to watch The Wire again. That shit was so motherfucking good. Goddamn. What else I've been doing? Shit. Pretty much, you know, relaxing, man. Eating good. Getting my daily vitamin foods necessities in. You know how that go. What else am I doing, man? Taking walks through the mountains and creeks out here in the quarantine. I mean, hopefully everyone's had a job before the pandemic hit, you know. But if you did, you put yourself in a good situation to where you can have time off and still make good money. Now, if you was lazy and was stuck on stupid, and didn't want to get up and find yourself in employment, hopefully you had a outside hustle and you're taking care of yourself in these past few months. There's a lot of good money being given out for all the people that got up in the morning and went and employed themselves somewhere. You got to feel what I'm saying on that one. You got to feel me on that one. But what else is going on, man? Hoping people out there on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, and everything is staying safe, quarantine, keeping their social distance, man. At first, you guys probably out there didn't take it serious, but, you know, lesson learned, man. You know, next time they tell y'all to stay inside out there, baby, I got to get on inside, man. Can't be playing around. That's one reason other states has opened up and some states didn't. Because when their governor and shit told them, get their ass inside, they got inside. You feel me? But, what else is going on, man? Been watching, catching up on my podcast and staying up on my drink champs with Nori, quarantine champs. Those guys is crazy over there. Oh, Swiss Beats, got to shout out Swiss Beats. Swiss Beats and Timbaland for the good battle versus. Just had Beanie Man, Bounty Killer. They killed it this weekend. Beanie Man, Bounty Killer. Who else had a good one? Jill Scott, Erica Badu was good. It was good to see the two black sisters get together and have harmony amongst each other. Who else is a good battle that I watched? Teddy Riley and Babyface, the second round, turned out to be okay. T-Pain and Lil Jon battle was a very, very good battle right there. Now, I haven't seen the Sean Garrett versus the Dream battle. I don't know what happened. You know how two R&B niggas get together. It's gonna be some cursing. It's gonna be some cursing out and all that type of shit getting going. Two R&B singers going at it, man. I don't know who started what, but I gotta watch that one, man. To find out who said what, when, and when it was said it, man. Cause I heard it was some funny shit being said. I don't know who said what. I didn't say it. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote walk that talk. You just gotta go find out what you said at, you heard? But I want that. My dream battle, I want that P. Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri. You know, we've been talking about this since the 90s, man. We got to see Swiss Beatz versus Timbaland. Swiss Beatz versus Timbaland battle was classic. I remember people talking about that in the 90s. But we need that P. Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri versus battles. You hear me? You heard me? That would be legendary. And we should have a No Limit versus Cash Money battle for hip hop, man. Come on, man. New Orleans need that, baby. Celebrate New Orleans, baby. Cash Money pull out their 20 bangers. No Limit pull out their 20 bangers, man. Put on for New Orleans, man. We need that, man. We need that, man. We need that. Them boys got a whole lot of heat down there, man. You know what I mean? New Orleans will be a little crazy for that, man. But, shit. Let me think, man. No sports, man. Woo! What have people been doing since no sports, huh? I guess been playing a lot of PlayStation, Xbox, you know. That's all that's left to do. That's the only sport left for everybody. That's crazy, man. Oh, man, what else is happening during your... Ah, man, four police officers got fired, man, for that bullshit out there in Minnesota. Got the ass on up out of there. Got the ass on out of there. Doing that bullshit. You feel me? You got to keep your hands off people out there, officers. I don't know what the fuck is going on out there, man. You shouldn't be a police officer if you're scared to arrest people, man. You're scared to talk to people, man. You ain't got to pull your gun on everybody, man. You just got to know how to talk to people, officers. That's everybody worldwide, man. You ain't got to pull your gun on people. You just got to know how to communicate and talk, man. Most people that's pulling guns on people, they're scared anyway, man. If you're scared already, if you're scared going to be in a police officer, you shouldn't be on the job, man. How you grew up in the suburbs all your life, but you want to be a police officer in any city? That don't make sense to me. That sounds ass backwards. But salute to all the good police officers doing their job out there in the world. You know what I mean? It's Walk Your Talk podcast. Salute you. Ah, how can I forget? Michael Jordan had us all in the house thinking it was the 90s again. Niggas pulling out jerseys. Bulls hats, Bulls towels, Michael Jordan coffee mugs. Yeah, everybody think it was 91 again. Last Dance, man. I still don't believe Michael Jordan said he wasn't with the circus in the room, man. You telling me in 1984 you wasn't in the room with the circus, man? Come on, Michael Jordan. Mike Jordan, man. Another thing, man. Why you let Charles Oakley slap shit out of Scottie Pippen like that, baby? God damn. Come on, Jordan. That was some bullshit. Shit, another thing, John. How the hell you take Horace Grant's food, man? That man's 6'10". How the hell you let that man take his food? You 6'10", Horace Grant. You ain't deserve to eat, let that man take your food like that. Silly ass nigga. Excuse me. Little cough. No need to be nervous. No need to be nervous, but that's my 10-minute intermission right there. Catch me on the next one. This is Shotty Rock signing out. Walk That Talk Podcast. I'll catch you later.